Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another rousing edition of Care or Don't Care.
Wait, rousing or
arousing? Just
rousing.
Oh, okay. Oh. Brooke.
If you don't know how this works, I read a catchy headline, and if my co-hosts say they care, then I tell a story that's been handcrafted with love, tenderness, and a little bit of Viagra.
Oh.
So maybe this is an arousing edition.
Let's do this.
Oh my God.
The thing is, if they don't care, the Viagra from that story gets ground up and sent to an organic cat food processing plant.
Oh, no.
Where they're going to sprinkle it into every meal and get shipped out to all over the country.
No.
Is that what you want to see?
Little kitty boners?
Brooke, you want to see cat boners?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Well, then I'd say it's important that you care about these.
This kitten is very confused right now.
Yeah. I just went from excited to really not.
But the cat's got really excited.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's get into it, though, with your first headline. You won't believe what Amazon has planned for the future, and the first one was already spotted in L.A.
Oh, no.
Care or don't care?
Care.
I have to care.
I don't
they
care
run
about
our
it.
Life.
Well, if you've been around them before, you know electric cars nowadays are extremely quiet.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to even hear them coming, and that's why for safety reasons, most states have laws that say the electric vehicles need to emit some sort of sound in order to warn pedestrians because the cars don't have an engine.
That blew my mind that they impose sounds into like the newer electric
cars. It's scary. Like I'm walking with my kids. I'm like, oh my God, it didn't even see. Like,
it's like a hum.
It's like a sneaker car.
Yeah. It's scary when you're riding in one too and you don't realize that it's going.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, someone spotted a brand new electric Amazon van making deliveries in LA that makes a weird musical sound as it drives around the streets.
What? Like an ice cream man?
Yeah,
is that...
that's what I'm thinking.
The weird thing is the pitch changes as it speeds up. Let's listen.
Okay. That is a sci-fi movie.
We are
living a sci-fi movie.
I thought you were in the Star Trek Enterprise.
I'd be looking up into the sky thinking, like, this is it.
The
invasion starting. But apparently the type of car is called a Rivian, and you're going to be hearing them a lot more.
I heard this one is like you can get crazy miles on the batteries or something, right?
I think so, and that's why Amazon has ordered at least 100,000 of them.
Of course they did.
They're going to be on roads all over the country in the next few years.
Oh my God, you guys, we are the aliens.
That's just the Viagra from the story, though. All right, let's go to your next headline. Maybe the biggest payoff ever for a random scavenger hunt. Care or don't care?
Care.
I care. Scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Even though this happened back in Christmas, the news just came out recently because there's a Virginia man, 23-year-old Tyler Fitzgerald.
Uh-huh.
And he came home to spend the holidays with his brother, sister, and the rest of his family.
Okay.
And every year for the last 20 years, their mom designs an unusual Christmas scavenger hunt where whoever can find the special ornament hidden on their 15-foot Christmas tree receives a scratch-off lottery ticket.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
we do that with a pickle.
A pickle?
Yeah, there's a pickle ornament, and whoever finds it gets a special prize.
I thought the prize was a pickle.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, the pickle is hidden in the tree.
Oh, okay.
And the pickle's the best present anyone gets in the year.
Dude, the pickle is fun.
If your family doesn't do a pickle in their tree, add it in.
All right.
Well, so this year, as the siblings raced to the tree and looked all around it, Tyler was the lucky one to find the special ornament.
Okay.
So mom gave him a big hug and awarded him with a single White Ice Millions lottery ticket, which he scratched off while the entire family watched.
And?
According to his sister, Tyler said as he was scratching, I never win on these things.
Uh-huh.
But turns out the ticket contained some extra Christmas magic. Because a few moments later, Tyler realized he was $1 million richer.
He won the big jackpot?
The big jackpot.
Wow.
The entire family freaked out, began yelling and screaming, except for the brother and sister who did not find the ticket.
Oh!
Reporters asked Tyler if he plans to share the money with the rest of his family, and Tyler said, quote, no comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that means
that's
no.
A hell no.
Yeah.
Let's see if you guys care about this. Want to hear a hilarious viral grandma soundbite? I have it. Care, oh. Don't care.
I don't care. This
what?
Is not work
I care.
Me.
I love grandma.
We can find it online sometime. Anyway.
Yeah, I
no,
don't
but
care
Jeff's
either.
Got it for us, guys. Come on.
Are you serious?
Okay, fine. I care.
Yeah, come
okay,
on.
Is it that good?
It's
it better be
so
really good.
Good. You know I only give you good content.
Okay, give it to me.
Let's see.
I'm here for it, Jeff.
There's a young woman in Orlando, Florida named Stephanie. She recently filled her grandmother asking Alexa to play a nice dancing song from back in her era.
Okay.
Possibly from the 1940s or 50s.
Cute.
But Alexa had something else in mind.
Uh-oh.
And soon the video got over a million hits.
Whoa, okay.
So what did Alexa play? Let's listen.
Alexa, that's a jumping song, honey. I want a beautiful dancing song, honey. You know the nice ones, honey. A kind of suave, like, you know, honey, you play a lot of beautiful
That's a jumping song.
That is amazing. I regret my don't care.
Oh,
that's
I know, me
really,
too.
Yeah,
I want
really
to rename
funny.
Our radio station. Number one for all jumping songs.
Is it weird, though, that Alexa thinks that that song is now like an oldie from back in the day?
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
That's suave, sophisticated.
Yeah, so funny.
While Alexis over here is like, yeah, it came out before I was born, you guys.
Yeah. Finally, Jeff's joke of the day, care or don't care.
Care.
What do you call a woman who sets fire to all her bills?
What?
Bernadette.
I don't know if I got that.
Debt?
Like I don't you, do well with money
like you
jokes.
Have debt. Okay.
Yeah, debt. It's a bill. It's okay.
All right.
That was a thinker. It's care or don't care.
It wasn't.
Your phone tap's coming up right after this.